I want to speak about this, one of the greatest fundamentals, the service of being Jewish, which comes out very strong in this week's parasha. And Bavaniseinu, and with the challenges that we're every door has this nisyonis. Every door has its nisyonis. Whatever nisyonis, we can say it in a nicer form also. Every individual is unique. Each and every one of us is an oila mole. The Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin, Lama nivra Adam yechidi. Why was Adam Arishin created as one single individual? Chava even wasn't created with Adam. Only Adam. As one. One and only. Getting into how and what. Lama nivra Adam yechidi, says the Mishnah. Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Idea is, a few nekudas come out from that Mishnah, but one nekuda that I want to bring out that the Mishnah says over there is, a person has to say, Chav Adam loymar b'shvili nivra elam. There's a lesson. The Adam was the world was created for an Adam, but so just like the world was created for Adam, the world is created from each and every one of us. Visualize that. I want to say now in a positive tone, the next Nekudah when I'll speak about every individual has his challenges and his world that he was born into. What the Mishnah is saying is that the Bria, the whole Bria, just visualize what Adam HaRishon was being told as he was created. Adam HaRishon is created. Omad al Raglov was Makriv HaKorban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said Shira. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Adam, you see the world? And Adam saw the world. Gemara Vayitin Sanhedrin tells us how Adam was able to see Mitchilas HaOlam V'ad Sofei. He understood the world. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world. There are billions of stars out there. There are millions of different species created. Such a complex, beautiful creation of a world. All of nature in its rules of Teva. In the Mosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria Niflo Admoid. Between the Olam of Doimein, the world of Tzomeach, the world of the Chai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Adam, and you are the Tachlis, the purpose of all of this. Just like Adam Rishon was Nivra Yechidi, so too every person has to realize that's in fact that we're here today. May it be an Avrami, may it be a Yoshua, may it be a Yaakov, may it be a Ruvein, may it be an Avram, every single one of us. The fact that there are two people here in the room, or 20 people here in the room, doesn't take away from the uniqueness of each individual and the reason of the purpose that the world was nivra for each and every one of us as we stand on our own. Chav Adam loymar b'shvili nivra ha'olam, as what? As if I am the whole purpose of the whole Bria. And the Bria means the Bria that was created 5,780 years ago, and with everything that happened in the world till now, for one purpose, that an Avrami Meiselman should live up to a certain tachlis in that world. Aye. There's also Yosha Lev. There's also Yaakov Weiss. Hanish Tutan. The world would have been created for you, just like it would have been created for me, and just like it was created for Adam HaRishon. That's in fact that each and every one of us are a Nivro. That's the idea the Mishnah is telling us. Al-Pi Ashkofas HaYahadus, every individual has so great of a tachlis that he has to fulfill, that the world was created tailored for him, so to speak. It's not a steer. That's the Shem Shakai. Kadosh Baruch Hu has died and has a lekus for each and every one. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for each and every yochid, b'teras a yochid. Now, every yochid, each one of us, if I use slangy English, use psychology sprach today, each one of us carry baggage. Like baggage. Kadosh Baruch Hu tailored for us the whole world that we, so to speak, grew up in, and how we grew up in it, to bring us to the Shleimus. What's the Shleimus? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the Adam, Nase Adam. What is Nase? It's a Chassidish Vertel, but it's a Poshe Pshat also. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells every Yochid, every individual, zwischen mich und dich, lassen wir machen zwischen ein Mensch. Between both of us, let's create from you a man. Nase Adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells every Yochid, I created you, but I gave you a ganze baggage, but I gave you Bechiru Chofshis with all of your history and everything you contain in the whole Sviva that you grew up with and everything. And from you, Nasa Odom, Lama Machana Mensch, together, I'll give you the tools, but you make from yourself a person. Become a Odom. It's true, every Yochid has his unique tafke that the Tachas HaBriya is, that he, the world was created for him. Just like it's true every yochid, every dor, and every tkufa has its own tikkunim, so to speak, its own tachlis, its own fulfillment that it has to achieve, its shleimus has to reach. Today's world, is very lacking. And obviously that means that part of the tikkun and the avoida that we as yechidim and as part of Klal Yisrael have to work on is very much in the nekuda of Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim. As simple as that sounds, it's very not simple. And I want to speak it out a bit. It's one of the most fundamental yesodes of Yiddishkeit and is be'etzem the yesod of this week's parasha. Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, has a Loshen, it's in the next week's parasha, but the Pasuk is a theme that goes through from the previous parasha through our parasha into the next week's parasha. The Pasuk has a Loshen as follows. Koyomar vayovoy Moshe v'Aaron al paroi vayomru elav koyomar Hashem elikoy ovrim ad mosai me'anto le'onois miponoi shalach ami v'yavduni. It translates the Targum. What's that word, le'onois? Paro was mema'ein le'onois miponoi. Ad imosai misarev at li'is kno'o min kodomai. Till when will you hold yourself back from being nichna to me? Hachno'o takodish baruch. The theme what Paro was lacking, and as we say in the Haftarah of these weeks, the nekud of Paro was gaiva. Ad kedekach that Chazal describe the gaiva as being that he made himself into Elohus. the taina was one taina. Binichna. Binichna. Admosam yantele onois mi ponoi. Till when are you being my mind to be nichna lefonai? That's throughout the end of last week's pasha, throughout our pasha, the whole time. What's the tviya that Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, B'shlichus HaKadosh Baruch Hu are coming to Pari, be nichna. Now Pari himself wasn't nichna, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani chbadti yasliboy. But there is a message that we have to learn from all of this, called hachno. Now this lesson of hachno goes very, very far. I want to point out 2 points. The first point that we have to appreciate is, there's an obvious question that every kid should ask and should bother us. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu send Moshe v'Aaron to tell them, to tell Paroi, Shalach Ami, let my people go? Is that the nusach that he used? No. It's Shalach Ami via Avduni, and they will worship me. The whole time, the first question we have to ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, his Torah is emes, Chaisama emes. Why are Moshe v'Aaron selling Paroi this idea of going 3 days in the Midbar, v'yachoyguli ba-Midbar, to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar? Let them say Parshat. It's over. Don't put my nation in slavery. Adkan. Send them chofshi. What's the whole emphasis? They have to go out. Shalach ami v'yavduni. And that was the whole time, continuously. And it goes even further. That when Paroi tells them, I'll send you, I'll send the gvarim. He says, no, it has to be b'noreinu, b'zkeneinu leilech, b'tzoineinu, b'vkoreinu. That when he says, okay, you can take the kids also, he says, but keep the tzoin here. He says, no. We don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask from us, and therefore we have to take everything that we have. What's the spiel? The teretz of the kasha is, ba'etzim we have to appreciate b'chlal, what was the whole mahus, the whole tachlis of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. On the most basic level, there's definitely very deep things behind it in the Brisbane Absurm, etc. But there's one yisod very, very stark. Klal Yisrael went through a training in what it means being an Eved, in being Nichna. And Klal Yisrael were not going out L'chofshi to be an Am Chofshi Ba'aretzeinu, to be a free nation in our own land. They were going out of Mitzrayim to Ya'avduni Bamidbar, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tavdun El Selikim Al Ahar Hazeh. There's a purpose of being Avodim Avdi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we said Hallel, when we left Mitzrayim, what was the kapitel that, what's the definition of Klal Yisrael in the Hallel that we said, K'sha'olum K'shiyotzim Mitzrayim, K'sha'olum in Ayom? Says the Gemara Psochim, Kuf Yud Zayin, Haluka Halulu Avdei Hashem, Ad Idno Adni Paroi, Umiyata Ve'ilach Avdei Hashem. The Yetzia wasn't Stam, let my people go. It's let my people go and they should be able to serve me. The problem in Mitzrayim was that we weren't able to be proper Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to become Avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At Mosei Me'anta Le'onois Miponoi is the strongest message that Klal Yisrael steigd in Mitzrayim with, learning what Hachno is. And the Yetzias Mitzrayim had to happen Al Yidei Hikshesi Yasliboi Man Shisi Oisusai Eile Bekirboi Laman Tisaper Bozni Bincho Ben Minchas Hashem Salalti B'Mitzrayim till I broke him, I was machnia him. We learn from this hachno, surrender. What do I mean that we don't have this midah today? We don't have, I share this with you, the whole concept of authority. The whole concept of authority today is so lacking that the most fundamental yesodos of Yiddishkeit are just being eroded by the most, so to speak, most frumest people, almost missing the basic point. Hachno, surrender, submitting oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will in Gansl. I'll explain a bit more in practical terms what I mean today, nowadays. We live in a world . This trend isn't new. It's just intensifying as time goes by. As we reach 2020, it's stronger than it was in 1920. But the world already has been going on this trend for the past 100, 120 years, basically, already. Specifically after World War I, where the world, that was the beginning of where the world really began changing in this aspect. As I said, every generation has its challenge, and its shleimus that it has to reach and achieve, and its challenges. Through its challenges. People worship themselves nowadays, and they make themselves into an Elohus. In a sense, and even in the world of Orthodox from religion, there's also self-worship, which is people can be doing steigying and growing in their Yiddishkeit, in their Ruchnias, from a place of self-fulfillment, which is true. Person self-fulfills himself, avade, through his spiritual growth. But what's the purpose of all this spiritual growth? Is it worshipping oneself? Or it's coming to hachna and surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll try to explain better. Kiruv professionals, well, they'll present Judaism as they'll present the aspect of Ta'amu Ru'u Kitoiv Hashem, which is true, and it's the right thing to represent. The question is that the ultimate tachlis that a person has in Shmiras Torah and Mitzvahs? That he's takis zoiche to the ha'oinik ha'godol sheyochel lehimotzei eloshen l'mesiles yisharim choyvas odom ba'ilomai, and therefore in order to achieve that oinik and that tainug ha'godol mekol ha'tanugim, and therefore take, is that the reason and that's the purpose of all of it? The answer is an absolute, big, flat no, no, no. It's all true. And it's a great pitch, and it's a true pitch. It's not wrong. But is that the ultimate purpose? The answer is no. Because that's not the oinik ha'godol sheyochel leimotzei. Al tiyu ka'avodim ha'mshamshim sarav al menas lekabel pras is saying also this idea. Ultimately, the Toiv Amiti is not the pras of the Inu Gagodl, because the Adam was Nivra to be an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Nichnat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do what we have to do. It's part of a general Mahalach of Judaism of surrendering. Surrendering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We keep Shabbos as a place of surrender. Kabbalos al Malchus Shamayim. We get up in the morning with the Zrizus every morning, to come to Shachros every morning, place of surrender. I'm machnia my own will of staying under that Gishmak cover and shloffing nachab busl name. So kum tzach desman tefila, I'm waking up to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The breaking of oneself. It's the sweetest thing eventually. But the mahus and the definition of what has to be appreciated being done is hachno, surrender. The first teaching of Judaism is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, and that was the creation of the Am Yisrael as a nation in Mitzrayim. What was given over Be'etzem when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu with Brisbane Absurd, Ger Yezeracho Be'erz Lo Elohem Vavod Minu Oisim Arba Miyashona? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu a tremendous idea. What's the purpose of being Jewish? Keeping Taryag Mitzvahs? Accepting the Torah and being an Orthodox Jew? Or there's something much, much deeper, much more fundamental? What do you mean? Rabbi, are you crazy? You're speaking like some Hasidic Torah, wouldn't it? Something more fundamental than Taryag Mitzvahs and learning Torah? The answer is yes. What is it? Obviously it's something, because let me present to you a Mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't just tell Avraham Avinu, okay, I'm going to give your descendants the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the Shvatim the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't just make a nation out of the Shvatim. They could have remained in Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have given them Vayifritzu Vayirbo Vayarbo Vyatzmo B'moid Moid in Eretz Yisrael. Once they reached 600,000, Kadosh Baruch Hu could have taken them to not Har Sinai. We could have taken them out to Har Sinai. Could have taken them to Echves Har HaKarmel, wherever it was, made a Gilui Oisus Umoifsim, rip open the Shevet Rekim, made a Mamet Har Sinai there and then, and gave them the Torah. No, what do we see? There was the birth of Klal Yisrael. There was a certain DNA of what being a Jew is all about that had to be created. There's the creation of Klal Yisrael that had to come through a Shibud, through being in Mitzrayim, going through a matziv of Eretz Lo Elohem, which already began by Leidas Yitzchok, having issues with Avimelech, not being in his own country, having with Yaakov, not being Yoshev B'Shalva, having all the hardships. Were they so hard? Nish Geferlach, Yaakov and Yitzchok, they had a wonderful life and they rose above their challenges in a beautiful way, but that was all part of the Kiyum of Arba Miyoshona. Later, when Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, there was the initial tkufa that they were doing okay. But then there was the 86 horrific years of Koshi Shibud, which were absolutely terrible. A terrible Shibud. And somehow, that Shibud is called, the Pasuk calls it in Sefer Dvarim, Ve'otzi Eschem Mikur HaBarzel, from Mitzrayim. What's Kura Barzel? Kura Barzel is Mitzrayim was just like when gold is when you take out gold from a gold mine, you have to put it into a kur. Translate that in English. What? Furnace. But the whole factory that does it, what's it called? What? Smelt. Kur HaBarzel. What? A refinery that takes the crude, I don't know, in oil you call it crude oil. That's you make refinery. You take out, you make. But you have that every. You have to have a furnace that's going to take the ore and all the different parts of the gold. It comes as shtick mud. You have to put it in the kura barzel, and out comes gold. Mitzrayim was a kura barzel. The Shvatim, Shud Be Shiftei Ko, Yosef Atzadik. He's speaking about G'dayle Yoylam. They can't get the Torah. They're not worthy of getting the Torah. Who's worthy of getting the Torah? A group of primitive Avodim who didn't know how Chveis Mamish Miminom Mismoylam. Halalo Evde Avodizora, Halalo Evde Avodizora. Coming out mamish after 86 years in deterioration of a chveis nish, what Hashem Yerachem into the mentesh aritumah? Oh, they are the refined gold. They are ready to get the Torah. Nish the Shvatim, nish Yosef, nish Yaakov. No, the nation has to come from a nation of a banda of vodim who were mushpal in muchna for all those years in Mitzrayim. Oh, they are the Kur HaBarsa. They came out of the furnace, refined gold. They can get the Torah. Vashteta. The Yesod over here is one thing is clear. There's something called the DNA of a Jew. the DNA of a Jew had to go through a refinery. We had to be created. It didn't look too good. And that happens to be the Pasuk in Yechezkel that I read last week when I was giving you your Nachlas Ovos, our Nachlas Ovos from the Beis HaLevi, our heritage, to understand who we are, what we are, what is our heritage all about. The Pesukim over there in Yechezkel describe in a very strong language. Crude language almost. Dirty, filthy infant born with filth, not being washed, not being cleaned. The Moshel and Klal Yisrael in their birth in Mitzrayim, the lady of Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes them out, gives them the Torah, 40 years in Midbar, makes them into the Am HaNivchar. We had to go through a ganze Yerida to Mitzrayim and Hoshivut Mitzrayim and Hamatziv in Mitzrayim in order to become that. There's the birth of Klal Yisrael, the creation of the Jewish DNA. There's something mahus in the Jewish DNA, which is what? Something very deep. Only a nation who went through all of that, they could be ro'i. They went through the Kura Barzel, they could become refined, he'd be able to accept the Torah. Obviously, the Torah isn't just a set of rules. It's not just even, I would say, a way of life on a technical way. There's something very, very deep. It's a way of life that's connected to the whole essence of the Jewish DNA. That Jewish DNA is one thing, if I'll be able to phrase it, b'ktzara. The Nishmas Yisrael, the Mahus of Klal Yisrael, is a nation that are prepared and ro'i to be nichna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be avde HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we had to go through the refineries of the furnaces of Egypt in order to become that, to get that DNA. To get that DNA, we had to go through what we went through to be able to get all that. Only then were we able to be mekabel the Torah. Because the purpose of the Torah is to be avdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of avodim lamokon, hachno. That Jewish DNA has proven itself throughout the history, that total submitting of will of the Jewish nation as yechidim and as a nation to the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be mekabel gzeres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Refers to the Kabbalah Satorah Bahar Sinai. That capability, the level of Mesiras Nefesh that we've seen from Klal Yisrael, hundreds of thousands of Yiddish mothers willing to shech their children, to go to death rather than to live a life of a goy, to be mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem, with the mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem, and the mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem on all levels, mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem of dying, and the mesiras nefesh al kiddush Hashem of living a life of a Jew, with the most hard circumstances, situations, and matzovim that the last 2,500 years of Jewish Golus have brought about. total hachno, total kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. It's absolutely the truth that the most sweetest thing is to be an erlich yid, to be a good Jew. But ultimately, if a person's purpose is doing it because it's the most sweetest thing, then he's worshipping himself, he's not worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he won't be zoicha to that sweetness. The shlahimus of the sweetness is when a person is totally submissive to the rush in kabbal oil malchus shamayim upon himself. He lives a good leben, a good life. He is zoicha to the tainug agodl mikol tanugim, true dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there has to be a mahalach of hachno, being mekabel ol malchus shamayim. Today, in the world of where all values are created through democracy, what's important, what's not important, it's what the way the individual or the group of individuals make their own decisions. The ego, the self, is so strongly there that it has to be emphasized over and over what the tachlis of the Jewish nation be'etzem is. Now the ultimate tachlis is ve'yvesi eschem to Eretz Yisrael. There's four lashonos of geula, and the fifth is ve'yvesi. What's the ve'yvesi? And that's the kois chamishi, kois shel Eliyahu HaNavi. What's unique about Eretz Yisrael? What's so unique about Eretz Yisrael? Al pi hashkafas hayahadus. Definitely, let's not make the mistake, it's definitely that it's not at all the issue of having our own land as a nation. No, that's not Eretz Yisrael. That could be Uganda, that could be anywhere. If that's Bechal and Inyan and Fakert. That's not an Indian. As the Pasuk says, Ki atem tiuli eretz chayfetz. When every nation is a nation through its land and through the country where they are, as the Goinim write, Einu moseinu uma ela b'toyrosa. Our nation is a nation through its Torah. And as the Tziv writes on that Pasuk, Ki atem tiuli eretz chayfetz, the mahus of the DNA of a Jew is what makes us, it's like our Eretz Chayfis. That's the mahus of what a Jew is. Atem, the koyach hayahadus that exists in the Jewish DNA. So what is the mile of Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Hashem Ein Hashem Lekecha Bo Mereishis Hashona Vad Achris Hashona. It's the Eretz where, by definition, it's an Eretz where the Yechidim, as Yechidim, and the nation as a nation, is able to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that is not shaykh in any other country because of that recognition of dependency on Hashem. As the Pasuk in Dvarim says, it's not for nothing that Eretz Yisrael, it's not just happens to be one of the qualities of Eretz Yisrael, Limtara Shemaim Tishtamoim, that we're dependent on rain. Being dependent on rain means we're totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mafteach HaMashgocha Protis Ash Eretz Hashem Hashem Likecha Bo. Living a life in Eretz Yisrael teaches every individual as individuals and a nation as a nation Hashgocha Protis. What's the present of Hashgocha Protis? Total connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who grows, who leads a life of dependency, he's dovuk in Hashem the whole time. He's connected to Hashem. He needs Hashem. That neediness and that dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest maton of Eretz Yisrael. It has a koyach ruchni, koyach hazguli, and the haftocha to the obvious was, I'll give your descendants Eretz Yisrael. What is that saying? What's the haftocha, Brisbane Absurm? I'll give them ultimately Eretz Yisrael. That's the tachlis of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Hevesi eschem. The mahus of the DNA of a Jew is the connection, the hachno, being surrendered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz where we can be zoiche to the highest madrega of surrendering and through dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the mahus of Eretz Yisrael. It's living a life of Hashgocha Protis. It's referred to in Chazal as the ultimate tachlis of the nisuin between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's the relationship, that kesher, the kesher of ahava, the kesher of chiba, bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his nation, which is expressed through life in a land that has potential of the koyach of steiging in Hashgacha Pratis. Now, there's the yesod of the Netziv, hand of the Beis Halevi happens to be a big yesod. State Medrash there's a very strong connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Tisha B'Av. Ad kedei kach, the Netziv Nagoda writes, it brings the minig of the Ramah to eat eggs on Leil Pesach. You ever heard of that minig? Some of you do it? Okay. Zokt the Netziv. Zeichel HaChurban. We come to run a Zeichel HaChurban Leil Pesach. So he brings a Medrash in Eicha that the day of the week that first day Pesach falls out is always going to be the same day of the week that Tisha B'Av falls out. The first day Pesach is on Shabbos, then Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. For whatever day of the week, Leil HaSeder is always the same night as Leil Tisha B'Av. What's the Yisod? Zok the Beis Halevi, a tremendous Yisod. I'm quoting between the Beis Halevi and the Siddur. Basically, the same idea comes out from both of them very, very strongly. Klal Yisrael, we left Mitzrayim when we weren't fully ripe yet. Why? Because we were already going to sink into the Shar Hatum of Nun. Had we stayed there one more night, one more day, we had to leave. By the time we left, it was already time. It was SOS. We had to leave by then. So Kodesh Baruch Hu cheshben the years from 400 years from late Das Yitzchak. To be good, Klal Yisrael. But we, Be'etzen, we didn't finish being refined yet in Mitzrayim. There's something in the Jewish DNA which was and still is lacking. The madreg of true hachno that we could have learned in Shteig in Mitzrayim, we didn't ultimately get to the full tachlis yet. The reason why there had to be a Tisha B'Av was because we weren't prepared properly to be mekabel the Torah, and we were mekabel the Torah not in the fullest fashion. Tisha B'Av comes out the same night of Leil HaSeder. And that's why Zok the Netziv, we eat a beitza, Leil HaSeder. To remind us, we left early, and we still need Noch HaBisl Shibud. We need more Shibud in order to steig weiter in Hachno'o, in steiging in Kabbalas O Malchu Shomayim. Kommt der Chois from this Yisod, if we'll truly say, why are we in Golus? It's because we didn't fully fulfill our Tikkun in Mitzrayim yet. We left the Korah Barzel a bit too early. Yes, we're able to become the Jewish nation that we became, but that Jewish nation is not refined enough. Therefore, we had to go to Poland, we had to go to Russia, we had to go through the Romanian pogroms together with the Ukrainian pogroms. We had to go through all of it. Noch habisl, kura barzel, noch habisl, kura barzel. We had to end up in America. Everyone in the land, in the country, in the situation within Isyonis. We had to fall into Chicago, into Boston, into Baltimore, into New York with the hardships of Parnosse, not being able to keep Shabbat. With all the exertions of the ghost, with all the hardships, and barely keeping Jewish and holding on to Jewishness and becoming losing Jewishness and becoming Balei Tshuva, becoming from and steiging and growing and coming back and learning weiter Madrigas and Madrigas and Hachno in growing. And each and every one of us carries different peklach of baggage, which come from the anti-Semitism that the elder Zayda suffered, and the Zayda when they came, and then the emotional issues which the parents grew up with, and then ultimately the problems that we grew up with. We all grew up with whom? It's all part of the Kurha Barzel. It's all part of the shlemus of creating Jewish DNA, that each and every one of us, we have to nasa odom midafta shafin. We have to create it. We have to do it. We have to shteig. We have to grow with the nisyonis, with the challenges to become a bintur, to become a talmud chacham, to fashlein ashvi yishtar, to get Rab Lezer, to get Rab Meir, mit allen narishkeit with all the nisyonis. So Zion, with all the garbage that we're growing up with and pulling ourselves away from it, getting into Kedusha, getting into perhaps. Thus is the shaffing of the Achno'o, being Nichnet HaKadosh Baruch, being Mekabel Ol Malchusoi. We're still part of the process of creating Jewish DNA. And ultimately, when we reach that Tikkun HaSholem, we'll be Zoche to the Geula Shleim. That's going to be the ultimate full best Jew. And to remind us that we're still part of the process. That's what we eat beitzim. Der chavelus b'leil haseder. We still have what to grow. We still have what to steig. We still have what to create. A guten Shabbos. Mazal zoich zayin.